I believe, is at the heart of all disease. And if we learn how to forgive, and first of all, understanding that we have been forgiven, which is one of the biggest steps to learning how to forgive. Knowing I'm not a perfect person, but my Lord has forgiven me. You're never going to get a better step up the ladder of forgiveness than that.
Welcome to It Is Written Canada. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be exploring a really big question. Is it possible to reverse the big diseases that humanity is facing today? Things like heart disease, diabetes, and even dementia, by using lifestyle changes. Well, we have with us today Dr. Chitty, who is a world-renowned lifestyle medicine doctor. And he has a practice in London, England on Harley Street. He has the credentials from the University of Cambridge University, University of College London, and Johns Hopkins. And we are so happy that he is with us today. Dr. Chitty, thank you for joining us on It Is Written Canada.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that you talk about is not to tell people, don't do this, you mustn't eat that, but rather giving them a promise, giving them hope, giving them encouragement. Tell us about that.
Yes, and it came from how I was raised in the church. As wonderful as the health message is, I used to feel as a youngster, there's too much of don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And so there's a deeper message for me, and that is that God wants to restore. He's seeking to restore that wonderful text in Joel 2:25. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten. What a beautiful poetic text, actually. And I love everything that it encapsulates. It's really saying that, look, somebody who comes along and eats all your crops, or the locust that eat your crops, the human that eats all your crops, they're never going to pay you back. There's no point pursuing them to pay you back. The Lord is saying, I will restore. And when the Lord restores, he doesn't just give you back what you lost. He gives you back more than you lost. Restoration for the Lord is taking you to a better place than you were before. Yeah. So we don't therefore have to worry about what we've lost, because the Lord is going to restore, whether it's wealth, whether it's your family, whether it's your health.
So even if we've made bad decisions with regard to our health, God can reverse that.
Absolutely. So the principles that I deal with are not invented by Dr. Chitty. These are principles that God has given us. And so if you have fallen into obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, yes, there is a way back. God has given us that way back, a simple lifestyle way back.
You had an experience when you were studying in London and at Nutford House. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Nutford House is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful hall of residence for any student in London. And I must say, it's probably the most beautiful. It's a historic looking place. And somehow, I got elected to be the president of this house. And I enjoyed it, and we did a few good things that the owners liked. And then the owners said to me, yes, Chitty, we would like you to stay here permanently and be the senior student. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, that means that if you can stay here all the time you want to, and you can live here for half the rent. Fantastic. You know, I wasn't too dumb. I said, yeah, okay, I'll take that. A few weeks later, they said, well, we're going to have to open that up for an interview, because I realized they wanted one of their relatives to take that position. Fair enough. I knew what was going on. I just said to them, okay, look, if that's the case, you go for it. I will leave when I need to leave. My colleague said to me, I don't know how you're letting them get away with that. That would have been a cushy number. You would have been in this place for half the price for however long. I said, well, I don't know, but I know God's got a plan. I had a little bit of money saved, and I managed, now this is in the center of London, in one of the most expensive parts of London, it's called Hampstead. I managed to put a deposit down on a flat. The flat was an apartment, you say here. The apartment was £90,000. I had £20,000 as deposit. I got two of my friends to live with me. And so now they were paying the mortgage, so I'm now living there for free. Come on, that's a big deal. A few years later, that flat went from 90,000 to about 300,000. Amazing. After 5 years, by the time I was leaving that area, it was worth over £500,000. And that was amazing in itself, but that allowed me to raise money to open up my first restaurant. That restaurant, I'm talking just purely financially, literally changed my life, Because I was kicked out, God presented me with this opportunity. So we don't have to worry when something is stolen from us. The Lord will restore, and He restored it several times over. So that was a wonderful blessing from God.
I'm thinking about now, you went from being a surgical doctor, working at Cambridge, opening up hearts. Heart surgery is a big thing. How did you go from there to being a lifestyle medicine doctor?
I started my journey by obviously reading about Dr. Kellogg and all of that. And I got waylaid when I was in medical school. So I started to think about, okay, maybe be a surgeon. But I was never fully 100% for it, because when I started opening the restaurants, I was seeing how many people were feeling better just by eating the food I was providing. In fact, saying that they're using fewer medications. Wonderful. So there I was in my training program in Cambridge. Now, this is one of the best surgical training programs in Great Britain. Only six people get to be on it. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm doing more good in the restaurant than I'm doing here. That's how I felt. And at the same time, my father passed away. He had complications of diabetes. And I said, well, look, I think I want to dedicate my time to curing people. How do you do that? There was no path to do that. So I, after a long time, came out and said, look, I'm going to start something new. And that's what I did. Thankfully, I had the restaurants that acted as a buffer financially for me to allow me to do that. But that's where I started the process, and I started looking into all the research, looking into what people were doing around the world, taking it, adapting it, and making it into a program to reverse disease.
Is it possible to reverse heart disease? That's a big one, right? It's number one killer.
It is the big one. And that was the first one that we discovered could be reversed. I remember Bill Clinton, when he was in office, he had a few heart attacks, and his doctor, Dean Ornish, helped him to reverse that heart disease purely by changing the diet. And I took on a lot of that approach, and I made a few adjustments to myself. Pretty much everybody who comes to me with heart disease, we reverse it. In fact, often in Great Britain, it takes you about 5 weeks to go and see a cardiologist, a specialist. When they get onto the program, within 4 weeks, a lot of that chest pain has disappeared. So before they see their cardiologist, they're feeling better. So yeah, absolutely, that can be reversed.
And another one that's coming up now is diabetes. That's a big one. Yeah. Type 2 diabetes specifically.
Yes, indeed. Type 2 diabetes, I think I spend most of my time reversing type 2 diabetes. And I say it sounds quite bold, but there is literally nobody who has type 2 diabetes who needs to be on the medication and needs to stay with diabetes. It is reversible. Doesn't matter how long you've had it, doesn't matter how old you are, it's reversible. And yes, that we start doing that by leaving them on their medication for a bit, putting them on a program that lowers their blood sugar, then they have to come off their medication, otherwise it would be dangerous for them. Do similar things for hypertension. If you stay on the medication with this program, your blood pressure goes too low or your blood sugar goes too low. You have to then come off. I don't have to take you off of them. You will have to come off. Your doctor will tell you to. The reason why we become diabetic is because the cells are no longer sensitive to insulin. Insulin is needed to open up the cells to glucose, because every cell needs glucose to survive. Now, if you've had lots of insulin binding to the cell, it becomes insensitive. So what we then do is reduce the amount of insulin in your requirement. And how do we do that? Beans, greens, vegetables. You eat a diet of beans, greens, and vegetables for a while. Nothing else, no big carbs or anything. It calms down. Your blood sugar comes down. Your need for insulin comes down. And then your cells start to say to themselves, hey, we could be sensitive again to insulin. So that within 2 weeks, you're finding that the whole body has started to transform and the cells are now crying out for more insulin. And then we adjust the diet so that you can come back to a normal diet. But really within sometimes a month to 2 months, you are completely reversed of type 2 diabetes. Something else we do after you eat something, you go for a walk. That absorbs extra glucose from the blood, less insulin needed, insulin sensitivity comes back.
There are many people who also are looking at high blood pressure. Is that reversible?
Well, thank the Lord, yes, it is reversible. And I often feel that blood pressure is one of the things that is more mechanical. If you do A, B will happen, irrespective of who we're dealing with. If you go to your doctor and say, doctor, I've got high blood pressure, your doctor will probably say, well, what you've got is essential hypertension. Really doesn't mean much apart from we don't know what causes your blood pressure. Now, they will then tell you, okay, but these are the risk factors for high blood pressure. Salt in your diet, fat, not exercising, not enough water, blah, blah, blah. The risk factors are actually the causes of high blood pressure. So if you start to reverse those risk factors, you get to the cure. There are some additional things you can do. So the diet must be heavy. It goes back to beans, greens, vegetables again, especially the greens. The more greens you have, when you digest those greens, which is chlorophyll, it actually stimulates the interior of your arteries to release nitric oxide. Mm. Nitric oxide opens up the arteries, lowers the blood pressure. And as I always say, nitric oxide is the active ingredient of Viagra, the drug for erectile dysfunction. And often people say to me, well, you know, I don't want to eat rabbit food, Dr. Chitty. I said, well, rabbits don't need Viagra. But the important thing is this, look, when you go to your doctor, if you have erectile dysfunction, what they don't always tell you is that you are now at a sky-high risk of having heart disease, a stroke, or a heart attack. So just having the blue pill is not going to answer that issue. What you need to do is get on a program that reduces or opens up those arteries and reduces all the cholesterol and the fat that is built into those arteries. And that is a healthy plant-based diet.
So what you're talking about is improving the circulation of your blood and it opening up those arteries so that you are healthy.
Absolutely. Naturally.
Naturally. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing this happening, this reversal, this curing.
Yes, absolutely. And not just me, but you know, many more people now. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely freeing for the individuals. Most people come to me because they've tried everything else around. Oh, I've been to every doctor on the planet. I've just heard about you. I'm almost like the last resort. I'm not quite, but it feels like I'm the last resort. But yes, they get fantastic healing.
So autoimmune, when the body starts attacking itself.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Now, why should the body attack itself? When I was at medical school, all of these weird and wonderful diseases that there was no real cure for, most of them came under the umbrella of an autoimmune attack. And that is where your antibodies are attacking tissues in your body. Why should that be? I mean, the simple way to explain it is that as children, we get this leaky gut syndrome whereby the gut, instead of keeping things out, allows bigger proteins, undigested proteins in. Why do you get leaky gut? You get it if you're stressed, if you're on drugs, or if you've had an infection. So these proteins get into your bloodstream, and when they get into your bloodstream, your antibodies identify them as foreign, start to attack them, and then they start to look for similar problems in the body or similar protein codes in the body. So if it's on your joints, you become arthritic, thyroid gland, thyroid disease, brain, multiple sclerosis. Anywhere there's tissue, you can have antibodies to it. So what do you do? What do you do about it? You then say, well, let's take away the stimulus for these antibodies. Antibodies don't remain in your blood forever. They have a life cycle. So the ones that are targeted against your body will soon die away. but we want to make sure that they don't get re-stimulated, so we take away the proteins that cause the problem. Milk protein is one of the biggest ones. So if you remove any dairy products, you could say any meat products, it reduces the production of those antibodies. And then on top of it, before you remind me, give vitamin D. You have to have very high dose vitamin D. Vitamin D, as I said before, suppresses the bad immune system and raises the good immune system. But it's not, autoimmunity is not just a physical thing, it's also quite an emotional thing. Anybody who has an autoimmune problem knows that when they're stressed, it gets worse. So we have to work with individuals on how they can reduce their response to stress. We can't avoid stress, but we can lower the ferocity of our response to it.
A big one I'm sure people at home are thinking about is dementia.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility to reverse dementia?
Surprisingly, yes. I mean, I didn't know this until about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, but the evidence is clear that, especially in the early stages of dementia, there is so much you can do to reverse the cognitive decline. So much you can do. And because what's happening in the brain is that the brain is becoming inflamed. It's becoming inflamed for various reasons. If you reduce the inflammation with diet and lifestyle, up to 90% of the symptoms can be reversed. Up to 90%. Amazing.
That's huge. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's so frightening. A person starts losing their personality.
Yeah.
They start losing their memory.
Yes.
And frightening for them and for their family to see this happening.
Yeah. And it's important because also people think, well, this member of my family's got it. Does that mean I'm going to get it? Is it genetic? I mean, there are little strains of evidence to suggest that there is a genetic component. There's a gene called APOE4. But we found that people who don't have diabetes, I said diabetes because they call it type 3 diabetes dementia. But people who don't have dementia have the gene, and people who have the gene don't have dementia. So, you know, it's not that linked. What's more linked is the diet, the lifestyle, and the stress that we've put on ourselves and how we deal with it.
Mm. So, yeah, let's talk about stress. Stress, and where does that come from?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Stress comes from a place within. You know, in 2009, a beautiful experiment was done by Elizabeth Blackburn. She got the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2009. And really, the experiment was this. It doesn't matter how much stress you're under. It only matters your response to stress. So once we help people to reframe the stress, and the stress levels come down, then all of those negative indices like high blood pressure, cancer, dementia, they all seem to go away. And that's what we have to treat and teach people. Thankfully, at the heart of the Bible really is a stress relief, which is forgiveness, learning to trust God. Those things are natural ways, and they're cheap, they're free, by the way, natural ways to suppress all of this stress and dementia and all of that.
That's incredible. You have a wonderful way of explaining this from the Bible, the story of David and Goliath. That's really hopeful.
Very good. I mean, it's a perfect example of how to deal with issues. When we see David, he was a good shepherd. And when we see Goliath, I always used to think, well, it looks like Goliath was there to destroy David. That's what it looks like. But when you look at it in the big picture, Goliath was sent to promote David because he went from becoming a shepherd to being king. But it took a Goliath to get him there. And there are many of us, and the people listening and watching now are facing Goliaths in their lives. Goliaths at home, in their health, in their finances, at work, whatever. It seems to be too much to deal with. And, you know, why, God, did you allow this into my life? But thankfully, David didn't say, God, why did you let Goliath come? No, David saw it in a different frame. And that is, this is not to defeat me, this is to promote me. Every Goliath in our life can be used for our promotion. Otherwise, God wouldn't allow it to come. You know, he's not there seeking to destroy us. Our God wants to elevate us. And it's that framework, because we're bringing it back to health. It's putting it in that framework that allows us to be free of the stress. Okay, Goliath comes into my life. I get a bad report from my doctor or the finance department or my home, can this work to my good? And the answer is always yes. It can either make us bitter or it can make us better, but the choice is ours.
We're talking about external things you can do, but what if you're just feeling like, I can't do it, you know, I'm feeling down. How do you deal with that first?
Yeah, I think some of the triggers for depression we know, you know, disease, death, divorce, and things like that, they can trigger. They're not the causes, though. First of all, I would say it's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle because you're constantly ruminating on what's happening to you, my pain, my loss. How do you break that cycle? One of the quickest ways to break it is exercise, by the way. Lots of evidence show you. Going out for a walk, something simple. Being out in the fresh air, seeing the light hit your eyes. All of that helps with your state of mind. That's one thing. Another small thing you can do. Now, people say this is a bit unrealistic, but let me explain. Doing something small, even, for somebody else. Just that little act of kindness. That is known to be the quickest way to break the cycle of depression. Why does it work? It works because you take your mind off of yourself, just temporarily. It can be something very small, but now you're investing your thoughts and your mind into somebody else to do something good for them. It breaks the cycle. So imagine you can do both together. Go out, go for a walk, get some exercise, do something for somebody else. You're on your way to getting yourself out. This is not the cure, but it lifts you out of that dead space. And those two things are the things I like to think about the most when it comes to breaking that cycle of depression.
Let's go back to forgiveness. How is forgiveness so important to our healing journey?
Well, I think it's at the core of our being, really. And when I say forgiveness, I'm not just talking about forgiving others, I'm talking about forgiving ourselves too. Many of us are going around beating ourselves up, generating lots of stress in our lives because we can't forgive ourselves. We've done something wrong in the past. We can't, even if other people have forgiven us, we can't forgive. And then, of course, there are people who have done things to us that have hurt us. I get asked the question, well, how do you even start to forgive? Okay. One of the best ways to start is to try to understand. Try. And what I mean by that is you're not seeking to absolve them from any blame. What they did was wrong. But can you think about why they came to that place? Just trying to understand where they're coming from allows you to have that pathway into forgiveness. And certainly, and this is something that must be said, people think, well, it's going to take me a long time to learn to forgive. That's true. The good news is, even when you're starting to think about forgiveness, all of these blood pressure indices start to come down just by thinking about it, just by trying to do it. So yes, it's at the heart, I believe it's at the heart of all disease. And if we learn how to forgive, and first of all, understanding that we have been forgiven, which is one of the biggest steps to learning how to forgive. Knowing our place, you know, who I am. I'm not a perfect person. I have done so much, but my Lord has forgiven me. You're never going to get a better step up the ladder of forgiveness than that. And so that is where I would start, and actually that's where I'd finish.
Where does someone begin? We've come to the end of our time, but where does someone begin in this journey? There's so much, and you say, wow, I don't know where to start.
Yeah. There's no better place to start than talking to God. You know, ask for his guidance. Because even what I'm saying, it will make sense, but it must not just make sense to you, but it must be practical for you. You must be able to do it in your own environment. So start with God and ask him, Lord, I need direction. You know where I want to go. And then just start small. You know, don't tomorrow try to run a marathon. That will cripple you and it'll put you off. Don't do the marathon. Don't start trying to fast for 7 days or don't try that. Just start with small things. And those small things will grow. As I've said before, the more you give to your body, the more the body will want and it will require it of you. When I start helping people to reverse their disease, I always put in a walking program for them. And for some people, that's just new. They say, oh, well, that's difficult for me to do. By the end of the program, it's their most favorite part of the day. So just start small and your capacity will grow.
That's so encouraging. Dr. Jitty, we've come to the end of our time together, and thank you so very much. I wonder if you could pray as we conclude. Pray for those who are watching us right now. You've given us a lot of wonderful information and inspiration. And pray for people that they will find the spiritual and personal support to do the application and experience the transformation that God wants us all to experience.
My absolute pleasure. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you again for your time with us. We know that this has happened to reach people for their good and to bring glory to your name. Lord, we don't minimize the task before everybody listening. It's not an easy path, but we ask that you grant them the grace and the power through your Holy Spirit to learn what to do and how to do it, where to start, what to start with. Lord, we ask you to walk with them through this journey of total restoration of their health. I pray for everybody's restoration of health, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Jitty, for that wonderful, heartfelt prayer. Thank you for your commitment to serving God and to helping people to experience hope and healing.
Well, thank you, Mike, and it's been an absolute pleasure to be here. And, you know, I hope to do more with you at some time in the future. We'll see.
Thank you. Thank you so much. May I remind you again that the journey that you are on to better health is not God punishing you, it's God inviting you into a better life, body, mind, and spirit. He longs to restore what's been lost and even to promote you through the very giants that you face. If you're aiming for a joyful, balanced life and wish to have total health, we'd like to support you on your journey physically and spiritually with our free offer, Finding Calm in the Chaos of Life. Thank you to everyone who has supported Is Written Canada through your prayers and financial gifts. Also, if you have been inspired by what Dr. Jitty shared with us today, please share it with your friends and family. In order to keep this ministry on the air, we truly need your support. You can make a donation on our website. You can additionally follow us and share our content on Instagram and Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also listen to our podcasts. Friends, if you want the kind of joy and hope that only Jesus can bring, we encourage you to open the Bible daily, where you will discover that Jesus himself defeated the devil with these words. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.